With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
God bless you, everyone. This is Chris Green, and I'd like to welcome you to Fruitful Living. We take this time to share with you guys special words that the Lord gave us that we sent to our church family by email, even though some of these emails that we read to you during these moments, in these special moments that we take together, even though some of them were written 3, 4, 5 years ago, it's amazing how they still apply to where we all are right now today. So here is today's word of encouragement for you. It's called In Perilous Times. Needless to say, the past few weeks have been very difficult. With tornadoes and floods sweeping across our nation, there's a lot of loss and grief in the land. We're also so thankful that even though tornadoes came through our hometown, not one single injury or death was reported. Right here in our community, we're going through another kind of storm with the loss of a dear sister in the Lord. During our last Sunday gathering, we talked about the era we are living in as we reflected on the recent events. In Mark 13, verse 9, the latter portion of that verse, it says, Jesus said, and there will be earthquakes and in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrow, he says. But Jesus also says in Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. One cannot help but think of these scriptural references about the end times because so much is happening. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, wrote, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. That's 2 Timothy 3:1. The word perilous has a multitude of meanings. They include such definitions as fierce times, harsh, dangerous. However, some of the definitions that caught our attention were this. It means hard to bear. Another one was hard to take. Listen to this definition, hard to approach. We think those phrases truly describe this season we're in. There are times that are these are times that are really hard to bear. These are times that are hard to take, and they are hard to approach. Yet, we're in it now, and we need the wisdom of God in order to live triumphantly in the midst of so much pain and loss. Paul gave Timothy the way to handle perilous times, and we just want to pass that reminder on to you today. He wrote, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. That's 2 Timothy 3:14. So take courage, Urban Life family. Don't panic and don't sink into despair. Now is the time to really go for it in God. Just continue in what you have already learned. When Peter was coming to the end of his life, he wrote this, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. That's 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 11. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do. We're going to, number one, be sober and watchful in prayer. Number two, we're going to have fervent love for one another. Number three, we're going to be hospitable without grumbling. And number four, we're going to minister our gifts to one another. As we've told you many times before, this is not the Chris and Carol show. Nothing would bring us greater joy than to see this body of believers moving in maturity and power, where our gifts are going forth, backed up by lives of integrity and godly character. Let me read that again. We want to see us moving in maturity and power, where our gifts are going forth, but our gifts are backed up by lives of integrity and godly character. Yes, we are in perilous times, but this is not the time to give up. This is the time to step into your purpose and calling. Remember, we're not building a great ministry that does special things for people. We're building special people who will do great things for God. Don't shrink back because you feel that you're not worthy, or you're or able or ready. Already, most of you can see things about the ministry that really needs to be improved or can be done a little bit more efficiently. Well, you don't have to wait for Chris and Carol to fix it or to make it better. The reason you see the areas that need to be improved could be because you are the person who is supposed to step up and minister your gift in that area. Many, many people sit back and complain about all the things that need to change, all the things that need to improve in their church, yet they never offer their gifts to bring about that change. We feel that they don't have the right to criticize or complain if they don't do something about it. Of course, we realize that some of you are coming from places where you may have offered your gift, but it was thwarted. In this season at Urban Life, we're presenting the opportunity for you to help us build people. We're calling you forth to present your gifts of help, hospitality, administration, your creativity, and more. It's time to minister your gifts to one another. Some have sat under, some of you really have, you sat under our teaching for more than a year now, and it's time to move beyond sitting and receiving all the time to now standing and giving. Are you ready, family? This is the beginning of a new era for Urban Life. Let's go for it. We can do something great for God in this community. God bless you.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.